Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk a little bit about crafting a crypto asset portfolio, cryptocurrency portfolio, whatever you want to call it for newbies. A lot of people have been asking, you know, I'm just getting into this stuff right now. What do I do? What do I put my money into? And by no means am I a financial advisor or anything like that. Quick disclaimer there, but by no means am I a financial advisor, but just generally speaking, I think there's a couple different ways you can attack things. And I went on Twitter today and I was talking a little bit about just brainstorming some topics for today's video. I asked for some suggestions and Rob Downing sent a good response and shout out to everybody. I think there was, you know, over 50 comments on that or 50 replies to that tweet. So I appreciate that. But I liked his idea for this topic. And he said, hey, you know, maybe you could talk a little about grouping altcoins into classes like platforms, currencies, etc., and then evaluating each coin against market leaders in each class. So I want to talk about that a little bit in relation to crafting an overall portfolio and kind of my thoughts there, as far as maybe what you can do or what you can evaluate from being a beginner and how you can move forward. And a quick heads up, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time, I will be doing a YouTube live happy hour again, crypto happy hour. So if you'd like to join for that 9 p.m. December 19th Eastern time, sorry for the reschedule last night, and I appreciate everybody that took the time to join, but let's hop into it. So, One of the great ways, I think, in terms of grouping assets into classes and things like that, is I've really liked to use onchainfx.com. Again, I have no relation to them whatsoever, but this is pretty much still in beta, but I think they're doing a nice job putting this website together and kind of compiling some tools here with OnChainFX. But what I will say here is, outside of just some of the different columns that you can choose and things to go through, they have the ability to flag and filter assets in different sectors. And I think this is interesting and important. I think it's a really interesting way to look at things. So one thing I will say, though, as of recording this video, it's December 19th, 2017. If we go to days since all-time high, you know, right now, if you're brand new to crypto, if you're just getting into crypto, investing in crypto right now, I don't want to say this is the top by any stretch, but as of right now, I mean, we're basically establishing new all-time highs almost every single day with a lot of these cryptocurrencies. There have been, out of the cryptos on OnChainFX that have hit, there are 60 crypto assets on OnChainFX. Out of those 60, 28 of them have hit an all-time high within the past 24 hours of recording this video. And another 10 or so have hit an all-time high within the past 48 hours. And then another 5 or 6 have hit. So basically, three-quarters of the crypto assets in about two-thirds to three-quarters of the crypto assets in OnChainFX have hit an all-time high within the past week, which is pretty crazy to think about. I mean, so not to say that it can't go much higher, but when you're looking at it, you know, you want to take that into consideration just as far as everything goes. I think that's one big disclaimer there too, is, you know, the markets are pretty frothy. The valuations have gotten very, very high, but the same kind of commentary still applies here moving forward. So when I'm looking at crafting a portfolio, and this is kind of similar things that I think like to follow. Number one, I would say this, as far as diversification within crypto assets, cryptocurrencies, crypto, whatever you want to call it, I think crypto is diversification is somewhat of a loose term. For the most part, when the market goes down quite a bit, a lot of, you know, there's not that many crypto assets out there that are immune to a big downturn if Bitcoin goes down real hard or anything like that. So diversification there doesn't always prevent or shield you from anything there. On the other end of the spectrum too, when, you know, Bitcoin goes up quite a bit or Ethereum goes up quite a bit, a lot of the other altcoins tend to follow as well. So the diversification, you know, when most crypto assets are in the green, they're all kind of following that same trend. When they're all going down, that can happen as well. I think the big thing that you get in terms of diversification with crypto is, a lot of times you'll see coins like even today, EOS is up 50% on the day, established a brand new all-time high, is basically at its all-time high. Right now, as I'm recording this video, EOS is up about 50%. You know, while everything else is in green today, if you had EOS, you are significantly outperforming the rest of the market because it is up so significantly. So when you are diversifying, it's not necessarily you're trying to, you know, beat the rest of, you're not necessarily trying to say like, okay, You know, if the market goes down, I'm going to hedge myself because I think a lot of crypto assets are very closely correlated. The one thing I would say from a diversification perspective is every once in a while, you're going to get that coin that's just going to pop and go through the roof. And when you have that in your portfolio, it's definitely going to help out. In the case of today, that might be something like EOS, or in the past couple of days, I mean, that's been like something like Cardano, which has gone up over 10x really. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, when I look at crafting a portfolio, so I'll pull this note up here. You know, when I look at crafting a portfolio, I think just from a general newbie perspective, there's a couple different things that I think that I would, and this follows fairly closely to my overall portfolio, but this is a couple things that I think are fairly maybe important aspects if you want a diversified, and I said that in quotes if you're listening on the podcast, but if you want a diversified crypto asset portfolio. The first thing I would say is a lot of people go out and they, you know, see Bitcoin going through the roof and they say, okay, Bitcoin's 18 grand. I missed the boat. I'm never going to get any returns on Bitcoin. So I'm just going to throw all my money in these tiny little altcoins. I would say that probably isn't the best idea. I think that Bitcoin should be at the very minimum, some percentage of your portfolio at the, you know, at, if not one of the key core holdings of your portfolio, it is for me personally, it's the largest holding I have. So I think Bitcoin is a really important aspect of your portfolio. I don't want to debate the whole Bitcoin versus Bitcoin Cash thing, but if you are bigger into Bitcoin Cash, if you think that is the big deal, then don't go with Bitcoin, go with Bitcoin Cash. So that would be one of the first aspects of the portfolio. The second thing I would say is a platform type crypto asset. Whether it's Ethereum, whether it's EOS, whether it's Cardano, NEO, Qtum, Lisk, there are a number of, you know, general purpose platforms that host ICOs that allow development on top of that platform. And I think these are, you know, an essential part of your portfolio. And I would choose probably one to two here. Personally, I have both Ethereum and Cardano in my portfolio. And I, you know, like Ethereum for its kind of right now acceptance as really the platform of choice within the crypto community. But I also have Cardano as kind of a more long shot potential, something that could maybe compete with Ethereum one day. So I think, and there are a lot of people out there that like NEO, that like EOS, maybe that like Lisk, Qtum. I think that a platform type crypto asset is something that's fairly important when it comes down to including in your portfolio. The second thing, so first Bitcoin, then platform. The third thing I think that is fairly important and probably a good thing to have is a privacy coin or privacy crypto asset. So whether that is Monero, whether that's Zcash, Verge, Nav, there's other privacy coins out there as well. I would definitely recommend and say that, you know, those are a, that is a, I think it's a good play to have in your portfolio. Personally, for me, I have Zcash. So nothing against the other cryptos out there. I like Monero as well. I like the development team at Monero, or the kind of open source nature of the development team, and Ricardo kind of leading that. But I like Zcash right now, or that's what I have chosen to put in my portfolio. But I think having a privacy coin, researching which privacy coins that you like, and then going into that, I think that's a good idea. Number four, I think a decentralized exchange is really interesting. So I saw a tweet today that was from, I think, Kyle Samani at Multicoin Capital. And Bittrex right now, if you took in the past couple of days, I think Bittrex is at a $5 billion. Bittrex.com, the crypto asset exchange, cryptocurrency exchange, is at a $5 billion annual run rate if all things kind of considered and moved into that direction right now. So Bittrex.com is at a $5 billion run rate. The demand for exchanges in cryptocurrency, the level of trading that's going on is massive. It's humongous. There is really a strong opportunity for decentralized exchanges if they can execute on them. ZRX is one. Kyber Network, another. BitShares is an older one. I personally like ZRX and Kyber Network a little bit more than BitShares, but I would definitely recommend that you do. You know, there's other decentralized exchanges out there. I would recommend, you know, having a decentralized exchange in your portfolio. I think that's probably something that is a fairly interesting moon. I was getting ahead reading that is a fairly interesting bet moving forward. The last thing I would say, so I've mentioned so far, you know, having four different cryptos in there, Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, if you're big on that, a platform type crypto asset, a privacy crypto asset, a decentralized exchange. The last thing I would say is maybe one moonshot or your favorite coin. It doesn't matter what it is. whether you're a big Litecoin fanboy or you are, you know, you love OMG or there's an ICO that you participated in that you love, whatever it might be. I think that, you know, you might want to, you're probably going to find, you're going to do your research, you're going to find one other crypto out there that you think is real legit. You like it, you love it, it's your favorite coin, throw that in your portfolio. Why not? And that would provide you with basically five crypto assets that you can kind of consistently monitor. And, you know, why I say this is, number one, so, you know, there are a lot of people out there with 20, 30 crypto in their portfolio. I think, you know, keeping it to somewhat of a more condensed portfolio, you know, helps you a little bit in terms of just overall research. And then kind of keeps your head on straight. You're not scrolling through Blockfolio and tracking 7,000 different assets moving forward. And the one thing I will say here too, and why I kind of broke it out this way, is, you know, breaking things down as a platform or a privacy coin or a decentralized exchange. There are multiple, there are competitors. There are a lot of times for things like this, for the platforms, for the privacies, for the decentralized exchanges, there are competitors basically on every single front. So I would recommend doing your own research to find out which one you like the best. You know, maybe you like, you know, like I said, I have Zcash, but maybe you like the open source development nature and like the team nature of Monero. You like its adoption more than you like Zcash. Maybe you, like I said, I have Ethereum and Cardano, but maybe you think NEO is going to end up somehow being the, you know, the Ethereum of China still or whatever. Do your own research and find out which ones that you like. But just from an overall recommendation perspective, I think that these are really interesting. This is kind of an interesting way for brand newbies to break up, to really break up a portfolio. And how you can do this too, in case you're listening on the podcast or if you're watching this right now, like I said, on-chain FX allows you to filter through these sectors, and you can go through. And even if you don't like all the sectors I mentioned, maybe you think privacy coins are going to get attacked by the government and they're all going to get shut down somehow or whatever, you know, maybe you can choose other sectors that you like more in particular. So, like I said, you know, you could scroll through here. You can see the general purpose platforms. The ones that I mentioned, like Ethereum, Cardano, EOS, maybe even Ethereum Classic, maybe NEM, Made Safecoin, Waves, you know, that could be an option as well. If you wanted to scroll through something like asset management, you think that's going to be a big deal, and you see, you know, hey, maybe I want to get Economy or DigiDAO, something like that. There are a number of different ways you can approach things, and these filters are, I think, really interesting to, you know, kind of allow you to get a good understanding of what some of the alternatives are and how you can run research on these as well. So that's just a high level kind of overview of when I'm looking at maybe crafting a portfolio. And again, you can always see mine. I try to keep it as updated as possible. I really don't make that many moves that often. I'm not like a daily trader really, by any stretch. There are a lot of people out there that do that well, and I'm not, you know, that's not me, and I don't want to pretend that that is me. So, you can see my portfolio here right now. I think I have about 7 crypto assets, so a little bit more than the 5 there, but in a lot of respects, kind of accomplishing what you know, what I'm going for. And you can even see from my overall perspective, like I said, I have a core holding of Bitcoin. I have Cardano, which is my Cardano and Ethereum, which are both my platform plays. So number one, Bitcoin, number two, platform play, number three, privacy coin. I have Zcash, number four. I actually have Ethereum Classic too, a small holding of that. So that's kind of a platform play as well. Number four, which is, what do I have here? The decentralized exchange. I'm actually looking for an entry point in 0x. I don't have that right now, but I'm kind of eyeing that down at this point in time. Instead, I have VeChain, which is not really kind of in. It's kind of my moonshot. I have 2 moonshots, I would say. It's OmiseGo and VeChain. So I don't have a decentralized exchange right now, but I have 2 moonshots, I would say, or 2 kind of coins that I like. But outside of that, I think that's kind of just giving you a little bit of my thought process and hopefully helping you to develop yours. And again, just because I own any specific cryptocurrency doesn't mean that that's something that you should dive into by any stretch without your own research. That would be, you know, that'd be silly, and I would not recommend that. But I do think that, you know, having some idea of the type of crypto assets that you want to obtain or you want to own, how you want to structure your portfolio, and then conducting research amongst those competing crypto assets, I think is a good way. And again, the key here is research. Do your own research, whether it's, you know, going on to maybe some other YouTube channels. If it's going specifically reading the white paper, that's always big. Going into the Reddit forums, going on to Twitter, seeing what people are saying, seeing what people are providing commentary on. I think that's massive, and I would highly recommend doing so. So Those are my recommendations for that. And I want to thank Rob again for kind of sparking the idea here. And I'll also take a look at some of these other commentary, some of these other comments here going forward, so that I can provide as much insight to what you guys are saying. And again, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time, December 19th, we'll be hopping on doing a YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour. I hope you enjoyed the one last night. I think I still got that bottle of Macallan 12. Maybe I'll change things up tonight. Maybe I'll go with some beer. I'm kind of craving a nice little stout or porter, so we'll see what happens. But I appreciate everybody's time. If you are new to the channel by any chance, hit the subscribe button, the little notify bell next to that. That'd be fantastic. And if you are listening on the podcast, I would love a review, good, bad, and different. We'd really love a review. That helps a lot. So thank you guys so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.